Yep. I used to be really deep into DMI. Matter of fact, that was the first digital that I used. I got a Motorola 6550 portable. That's my first radio, and then I got the 868. Now they got the 878, and they got a couple of models that has this 878 there. So, but yeah, because I don't know if you know Collins, but he moved to Florida. But he used to sort of service the DMR system, and he used to know how to program the radios, my Motorola 6550 and stuff. But the latest and the greatest frequencies, I had Canada-wide, North America, Canada, North of all everything, worldwide, everything, that thing. It was so nice because the way they had DMR, okay, they got a repeater up there in Mount Clemens. They got one in North, and they got one in Southgate. And, you know, and if with an HT, with a rubber duck, I could get into any one of them anywhere around here and not miss a beat, man. I tell you, I used to love that. And when I go south, I'm on 75, and I could get into a Collins machine here at Collins in Detroit. And then when I lose that, all I had to do was jump over to Toledo machine when I was going to Monroe Swap. And it's pretty cool when you could just jump. You know, when you get out of range one, you could just jump over to another frequency. Repeater on the same frequency and not lose a beat there. That was crazy. That was great. But, you know, then pretty soon I got kind of bored, so I'm into other stuff too. Like I said, Fusion and the rest of them.